Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
The 1-2, swing and a miss. He got him. And the ball game is over. Another really sloppy effort from the Red Sox. 11 walks by the pitchers. Another unearned run. And a night where the offense did plenty enough. They fall 9-5 in Anaheim. Right back to 500 go the Red Sox. And in Southern California, a night to forget.
It's two in a row, meaning terrible losses for the Red Sox. It's three losses in a row.
That's right.
But it's two brutal ones back-to-back that I think followed a pretty familiar script in terms of the Red Sox being in it, having the lead, blowing it, falling apart late in the game. They wind up losing 9-5 to the Angels, a terrible Angels team who they've now dropped 3 out of 4 of, on the heels of dropping 2 out of 3 to the San Francisco Giants. And it was a walk fest last night, Keith. Walker P. Euler, 7 walks last night.
7 walks.
A career high.
Yeah, free passes.
7!
The overall pitching staff had 11. Cora got ejected again.
Sure did.
Jaron Duran ran into an out.
He giveth and he taketh away.
Stupidly.
Yeah.
Again.
Oh, yeah.
Like this, they couldn't come through in clutch hitting spots again. And you just look at this team. Abreu ran into an out early on in the game
sure
that
did.
Took away from a big inning. You look at this team and you go, they are teetering. And I believed in them after the Devers trade. I still like the Devers trade, but I can look at it and acknowledge you better figure it out and figure it out quick, because the warning signs are there that this team's going to go into a full-blown sell mode at the trade deadline.
All right, I've given this a lot of thought.
Okay.
I never want to see Walker Buehler pitch for the Red Sox again. I was wrong about this guy. I thought he was a good signing. I was like, this will help your rotation. You're getting guys better than... You know, Hauk and Crawford, which, again, we haven't seen Crawford and Hauk's hurt.
We can officially.
Terrible, so maybe he still is, but I'm done.
We can officially put this on the bad list of Craig Breslow trades?
It was okay. Breslow decision. I mean, it's a bad Breslow move.
I'm the Breslow guy, and I will put this on the bad Breslow move. This one doesn't work out very well. He does, some would say, PU. He stinks.
Yeah, you have tried to get that going. The team has lost 5 of his last 6 starts. Right, so like his record is 5-5 because he didn't even take the loss last night. Whitlock took the loss.
How'd they get the win?
They beat Tampa 4-3 somehow.
Nice.
He went 7-3 runs. But this start, 4 runs. You mentioned all the walks. He allowed 5 earned runs right off the rip, too. Like you have a good start to the game, then you're like, no, you're going to take it back. The Seattle game, he allowed 8 runs and 3 1/3. That was the last time we saw him. He had another game in there against the Yankees where he went 2-2. Where he allowed 7 runs.
Okay.
Then he gave up 10 hits in a game against the Braves. Like, the guy is brutal. And that's not their only problem, clearly, right? He only starts once every 5th day. Some of the base running issues we see all the time. The defensive miscues we've seen all the time. They can't get out of their own way. I mean, and you could probably say this about most 500 teams. Like, I don't watch every single game from the, you know, Mariners or whatever. But I'm sure it's a lot of the same stuff where... You watch them certain games, certain innings, certain moments. You're like, oh, this team looks pretty good. Like, they that man may be able to go on a run. And then you watch them another time, and you're like, oh.
It's over.
Yeah, oh, this is why they're 40 and 40. Like, Jaren Duran, literally Jaren Duran, the perfect example of it. The way he got to second base
was awesome.
Was fantastic. Classic Jaren Duran.
Rips it
Jaren
down the
Duran
right field
double.
Line, beats it out to second base.
Hits the glove of the first baseman.
Yep.
And then he goes and takes second. You're like, he's doing the little stupid film thing that they do on the bag. He's
still,
looking around.
He still overslid second. Did you notice that?
Of course.
Still overslid second.
He's
but
going
whatever.
In too hot. You can't slow him. He's going in way too hot.
And so you're like, all right, yeah. Duran, here we go. Let's make up for it. Here we go, guys.
Yeah, duck on the pod.
Here we go.
And then he's like, the ball's hit right at me. Let me stare at it for a minute. And then late break to third and then just get thrown out.
Can I ask you, would that work in Little League? Probably.
Staring at it like that?
Yeah, well, like just kind of like standing right in front of it until the last second to throw off the fielder behind you. I think that works in Little League.
Yeah, I mean, not Goffstown Little League. That's a good Little League. Those are good players there. But
what
other
about
Little Leagues?
What about with the popcorn butter all over their hands? That's tough.
Oh, they might boot the ball, but they're going to field it cleanly, okay. If nothing else.
All right.
Yeah, so then that was bad. And then he gets thrown out, and then it's a double play. And then I understand the rule. You can't block the bags. That's what Cora was upset about, because that all led to Cora then getting thrown out, which I thought they were going to have a better chance of coming back and winning that game because they're fantastic. Cora missed the game for graduation. They won that game. He got thrown out in the second inning, like the day after that. They won that game. I was like, all right, they're down one. Cora's out of the game. Maybe they'll win. And they immediately tied the game on a story bomb. And then it was, then the wheels fell.
Well, if we're being fair.
Then the overworked bullpen.
Trust me, I had the tweet in the holster. If we're being fair. The moves and decisions Vasquez made kind of blew up on him last night. The back-to-back bunts, like Hamilton laid one down and beat it out for a single. Then Duran, and they were both pretty crummy bunts,
But was Duran asked to bunt? They were talking
good
about this
question.
On the broadcast.
Good question.
I don't know.
I don't know either. With him, you can't rule anything out. But if Cora were there and they bunted back-to-back and it blew up in his face, I'd throw that in Cora's face. And trust me, I was ready to say if our guy, Roman Anthony, or Trevor Story came through because Romy Gonzalez is intentionally walked. So his base is loaded, one out. And they got second and third because Duran bunted up after Hamilton bunted for a base hit. I'd go, well, wow, they played small ball. They got two runs. They go to win. This is why Vasquez greater than Cora. That move wound up not working out because Anthony and Story couldn't come through. But, yeah, wild game last night. More of the same. Twitch chat is saying, oh, Jones, I thought they lost because of Rafi Devers. They lost games like this with Devers all the time.
They lost a ton of games
this
to Rafael Devers.
This is
what are you talking about?
This is how they've been losing for years. Running into outs, which, by the way, Devers did the other day in San Francisco. Running into outs, can't make plays in the field, which Devers didn't make for years.
Yep.
Not coming through in clutch spots, which Devers admittedly was better at than most of the guys on this roster. This has been the Red Sox, no matter who the players are, this has been the Red Sox hallmark now for years. But Walker Buehler today is the face of it.
Yeah, just terrible.
They go ahead 3-0. And I think it's underrated that Abreu ran into an out in the first inning because that could have been a 5-run. They really could have put the pressure on the Angels. Not that it mattered with P. Euler on the mound, but they really could have poured it on. And they ran into an out stupidly, again, in the first inning. But you're ahead 3-0. Fine. No harm, no foul. First pitch, bomb. Zach Neto, who is killing them, by the way.
I think he's hit homered in his first at bat against the Red Sox every
he's
game.
He's killing
Neto's
them.
Nice.
I remember I said this when we were at Fenway. I'm like, Zach Neto's crushing you? And Nick's
Zach
like, well, he's actually a pretty
good
prospect.
Good.
I was like, all right, well, in my face, I guess he is pretty good. Home run, first pitch, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, all right, settle down, Walker.
Hey, settle down. That's all right. That's just one, Walker. That's a good strike.
You're all around the zone tonight. Actually, he wasn't. He was not around the zone.
He gets Shanwell to pop out to center.
Yeah.
Then he walks Mike Trout, which Middlebrooks didn't shut up about for like 3 innings. He's like, wow, they just gave Walker Buehler the call. I'm like, they could have given Walker Buehler 6 calls last night. He didn't have it,
no,
Brooksy.
It was not his night.
He didn't have it, but he was carrying on and on for like 4 innings about how he got screwed on the pitch to Trout.
Yeah.
He walked Trout. He walked Taylor.
Stole it apart and sleep on her back?
Sure does.
Hey, Brooksy, stand by. Is Walker Buehler the worst pitcher in the bigs?
Stall it apart and sleep on her back?
You have to. Yeah, well,
you
put it that way.
Ward walks, so it's first and second, one away. Darnold pops out. So 2 outs. Okay, here we go. Here we go, Buehler.
I can't believe Darnold's still in the majors.
Me
anyway.
Either. Joe Adell, single. Run scores. He then hits Wade. Who's Wade Jr.? Whoever
Dwayne
he is.
Dwayne Wade?
he hits him. Okay, so base is juiced. Then he walks Renjifo with the bases loaded.
Ooh, good pronunciation on Renjifo, Joe.
Why? Yeah, hey, look.
How about that?
Look, who watched,
you're not pronouncing it.
Who watched the game last night? I don't know who Wade is, but I watched the game last night. He then walked Moore with the bases loaded. Back-to-back walks. It goes
Charlie
from
Moore.
Up 3-0 to down 4-3. He then hits Neto with a pitch. 5-3. Gets Shanwell to pop out. Somehow he tiptoes through the next couple of innings. Doesn't give up any more runs. But Walker Buehler, his line score for the Red Sox last night.
How'd he do?
Not great. 4 innings, 5 earned.
Yeah.
Ooh, good strikeout to walk ratio, though. He struck out 7 and walked 3. Oh, wait, that's backwards. All he walked 7.
7!
Struck out 3. 3 hits and a bomb, 94 pitches, ERA now 6.29. That's Walker Buehler.
That lineup stinks, too. Like, you go through the names, it's not very good. They're in the bottom half of the league in scoring, no surprise, because Mike Trout's not even having a great year. So you have Mike Trout and just, like, a bunch of dudes. I know Neto's killing him, and Nick Stanley's a good prospect, so I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But, like, the rest of that lineup is, like, that is nothing to sneeze at. I mean, most of the guys are hitting, like, right around, like, 200 or so. And so, yeah, that kind of performance where you've already lost 2 games in a row. The Angels are one of the teams below you in the standings. Talk about the importance of just piling up series wins, right? You're not going to sweep. You're not going to win 10 in a row or anything crazy. But just pile up these wins, series wins going into the All-Star break. Force the hand of Breslow and the Red Sox to buy in on this team, use some of the money they freed up by trading Devers to invest in this season. But you're 40-40, you're falling out of the wild card race, and like these winnable games, you're just kind of coughing up over the last 2 nights.
And then,
so now like it's almost like a must win today with Crochet, right? It becomes that.
Yeah.
And then like now Richard Fitz is going to be pitching for the series potentially. Like, good Lord.
So you look at the manager, too. Like, what does he do? We already talked about Duran running into the out, but here's the inning in the 5th.
Oh, yeah, this is nice.
They're down a run, 5-4. Duran leadoff double, we talked about it. Cracks it right off the glove, slides into second, actually overslides second again, clearly learned nothing.
Yep.
Abraham Toro grounds out to shortstop. Duran stands there like a statue.
He's like,
trying to throw off the shortstop. Fields it cleanly, beats him to third. Toro, like a moron, tries to get to second base, okay? Cora comes out and has an issue with it. He challenges the play. In real time, I didn't even get what he was challenging, to be honest.
He's having the conversation. It was kind of funny because he went out there, talked to him, and then like walked back and like put his hands behind his back. He's like, all right, you guys discuss it. Let's see if you guys all feel the same way.
You guys are going to get this one right.
Well, the rule is you can't block the bag.
Correct. And
the bag was blocked.
It was. Yeah. So good challenge by Cora, didn't win it. He then proceeded to lose his mind.
Yeah, he was running also pretty hot.
Now, as we've come to find out, it's the same ump from a year ago that made a similar blown call against the Red Sox. So Cora has a track record here with this ump.
These umps, I'm telling you, get rid of them.
But 2 days in a row, Cora's been ejected. 2 days in a row, he's been ejected on plays involving Jaron Duran. So I wonder, like, is he specifically going to bat for a specific player? Is he feeling that the season's about to slip away and he's losing his mind? Is he worried about his job security?
Yeah.
Like, what is it? But this is the same manager who didn't show a pulse in the first day. Even Dave O'Brien. Dave O'Brien's there on the broadcast on Nessa, and he's like, boy, kind of a shocker. No one's up out there in the bullpen.
Yeah.
And Cora's just sitting there in a coma.
Dave O'Brien.
Watching Buehler walk a guy, hit a guy. And even O'Brien's like, maybe get somebody up there, Cora. Maybe snap out of it.
Yeah.
And then Cora proceeds to lose his mind over what was probably a bad call by the umpires, but not worth losing your mind over in the middle of a game where your team is down one run. What the hell's going on there?
Yeah, because it was a missed call, but it was also horrible base running by 2 guys on your team. You know what I mean?
Like, they're both idiots.
Both terrible. And, you know, if anything, it was more, I guess, defending Toro in a way than even Duran. But it was a play involving Duran. So he runs out there and then just pitches a fit. And then he's like, all right, I've already gone too far. Like, I'm just going to lose my mind and leave. And so he's had a terrible season. Like, there's no other way around. We're like, Walker Buehler, terrible season. Alex Cora, terrible season. Jaron Duran, terrible season.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but terrible, and it's getting worse by the day.
It is. Yeah. And the expectations were higher for him than the other guys. As much as I thought Walker Buehler could be good, I thought Jaron Duran was going to be right back again in the MVP conversation. I was like, why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he be like he was last year? Well, I don't know why, but he isn't. He's nowhere near in the field, on the base paths, at the plate. That's been a big problem because he set the tone for the whole team last year, and they probably got as much out of it as they could. They weren't overly talented. They finished 500, and there you go. So you thought by adding all these players, because that's what's alarming. We did the Top 5 Friday last week of our just current Red Sox.
Yeah, I'd like to retract Duran.
Well, you had Duran on yours. Yeah, you got to get him off. But I had like 4 new guys, and actually five, and I know Meyer's in a slump and he's not hitting right now, so maybe I should revise my list, but I had five guys that weren't even on the team last year. So you're thinking, all right, if you're 500 last year and you add five players, and I know Bregman's hurt and that's part of it, but you would think you'd be a lot better. The problem is a lot of the guys that have returned aren't up to snuff. And Cora's even on that list too. Like, your manager hasn't been as good.
So day by day, they're now 3-4 since the Devers trade. I looked this up. The Giants play last night?
They were off.
They were off. Okay, so they're still 500. You're 3-4 since the Devers trade. And they're in the exact same spot they've been the last few years at the deadline.
Oh, yeah.
Two of which were Chaim Bloom. Last year was Breslow. But basically, you're right around 500 again. You got 1 foot in the door to buy, 1 foot out the door to sell. They've already moved on from Devers, yeah, which I think wasn't a pure selling move. There was more to it.
Yeah, they're a game and a half out.
Okay. Yesterday we told you that the Athletic had their top 30 candidates to move. Durand was one. Today another list comes out. Jeff Passan,
yeah,
along with Kylie McDaniel at ESPN, have their list.
Okay.
Number one, top trade candidate in baseball.
Who do we got?
Alex Bregman.
Bregman?
Currently hurt. Third baseman for the Boston Red Sox.
Hey,
Passan says...
If they trade Bregman...
Okay, well, here's the thing. And look, I'm all, if there's any chance they trade him, he should be on the list. But he puts the chances at 10%. So it's a long shot that he moves.
Okay, but that's higher than you'd like.
It should
be zero.
Thank you. It should be zero. So 10, Passan's not telling you he's going to move, but he is saying that, well, number one, he's having a great year. Number two...
Can you imagine if you had... You start the year with Devers and Bregman, and then you get to the All-Star break, and you have neither guy.
And you trade Devers because he was pissed that you signed Bregman.
This is like, you know, two-third baseman, now you're like, let's get rid of both of them. This is like, remember, this is
well,
a deep cut.
You found Marcelo Meyer, though.
Remember when the Phoenix Suns back in the day had Eric Bledsoe, Isaiah Thomas, and Goran Dragic, and they're like, they can't play well together. They traded all three of them. And you're like, don't you want to keep one of those guys? Right, they're all pretty good.
I don't want to one of them.
Like, they don't play well together. We need to trade all of them. And that's what they end up doing with Bregman and Devers.
Okay, so they almost need to keep Bregman. Like, yeah. To save face, they have to keep Bregman. Although with Henry, you never know. He's like, oh, we could save more salary? Great.
$40 million off the books?
Like, Bregman could be gone at the end of the year anyway.
He could opt out. That's true. You'd much rather have him opt out than trade him for the optics of it.
But if you trade him, he's not coming back here.
No.
I mean, I guess technically he could. Like, he's not going to.
Number two on the list, all of baseball. Not just, these aren't Red 30, Sox trade candidates. These
30
are,
teams still? 32?
50 on this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, 30 baseball teams.
30 teams.
Yeah.
So a lot of ball players. A
lot of ball players.
Yeah.
Bregman 1, Durand 2.
Oh, good Lord. Come on. They're the only team that's like teetering on the playoffs. There's a million teams that are teetering.
Kay.
How come the bottom teams don't have guys on this list?
Good question.
Because they have good players.
Give me Brent Rooker.
Some of the rest of the top 10, in case you want some names to file away the Red Sox could acquire.
Is Osuna one of them?
Sandy Alcantara, Freddy Peralta, Eugenio Suarez, Seth Lugo, Zach Gallen, Merrill Kelly, Josh Naylor. It's basically the entire Diamondbacks team. Ryan O'Hearn.
The Snakes.
Marcel Ozuna.
All right.
He is on the list.
So give me Osuna. Give me some of those Snakes.
Number 13, Emmanuel Clase.
Oh, I got the jersey already.
As I've heard.
Get me Emmanuel Clase.
Scrolling.
Gas.
Number 18 on the list. Oh, by the way, Durant is a 25% chance of trade. So low.
25%.
But again, still like higher than I would have thought.
One out of four?
One out of four chance he moves, according to Passan and McDaniel.
Gut feeling right now. Do you think Durant's here here all year?
I'm still leaning yes, but the Carrabas stuff shook me a little bit yesterday. No. If Carrabas is stabbing him in the back,
he gone.
Look out.
He gone.
Aroldis.
Thank you. Thank you, Hawk.
Checks in at number 18.
Good God. These are all their best 35%
players. 35% chance of trade. And then one that I would drive to Logan right this second, Walker Buehler. Number 28
You're
on the
list.
Not
getting anything for that guy. Just get rid of him.
Watch this. Best fits.
Richard Fitz.
Dodgers, Cubs. So you want to do Mount Rushmore of Fitz? That's dangerous. Let's not do that.
No. Several.
Yeah.
Several ideas.
That's an off-air one.
You're not going to want to hear this, but no, go ahead.
Best fits. Dodgers, Cubs, Astros, Blue Jays, Padres. He's going to go back to the Dodgers and crush it. I can like already see it coming. But anyway, I drive him to Logan.
Yeah.
Walker Buehler. So here's the takeaway. They keep teetering like they are. They're gonna go into full blown tear it down sell mode.
This is awful.
What is that gonna be like?
That's a long 2 months.
2 days ago they were in a playoff spot.
Two days ago, all they had to do was take
the series from the Giants. They had momentum. Now it feels like it's all gone and they're ready to burn the thing down.
Can they trade Cora?
You probably could.
Can you trade him?
You can trade a manager, right? Does that happen?
I think you can.
You can definitely trade an NFL coach and an NBA coach.
Wasn't like Lou Piniella and Randy Wynn in a trade at some point?
Yeah, that sounds right. I want to say...
It's like Craig Counsell got traded.
Yeah. Maybe.
From the Cubs?
Did Madden get traded?
Let's see. AI overview. Yes. Joe MLB Madden. Managers can be traded, although it's not a common occurrence.
Give me a list, Gemini. You got a list? You got names? Name
let's
names.
Let's see.
Name names.
Examples.
Great.
Ozzie Guillen.
Nice.
The White Sox released Guillen and the Marlins signed him, sending the White Sox two minor leaguers as compensation.
Okay.
Trade. That's a trade. John Farrell.
Did the Red Sox
Blue Jays
trade for
traded John Farrell to the Red Sox.
Right, that's what
How
we should
dumb
have,
are we?
That's what we should have known.
For Mike Avilas and David Carpenter.
Can they trade managers?
Who won the trade?
Red Sox. Happy Mike Avilas.
Yeah,
right?
Happy Mike Avilas. Was that what it was?
Yeah, that was the guy. Wasn't that the guy that Bobby Valentine taught to catch a fly ball?
Makes sense.
He's like, you're not doing it right. You got to get out of the ball. Then Lou Piniella. Yeah, you're right. Lou Piniella. The Mariners allowed Lou Piniella to become the Devil Rays manager. The Mariners received Randy Wynn.
Billy.
Billy from the clouds.
Just random enough for me.
Former random ball player.
Randy Wynn.
Randy Wynn.
Yeah, he was on there.
Yeah, stay tuned for that in the grab bag at 1:30.
So, yeah, what do you think Alex Cora could go for? You trade Alex Cora for a modern-day Randy Wynn?
I'm doing it.
Oh, if I could get
I'm doing it every
You're
time.
Not getting Randy Wynn. You're not getting Randy Wynn in return for this guy.
What about Mike Avilas and David Carpenter?
Maybe. Maybe okay. Something more like that.
617-779-7937. You can weigh in on the Red Sox.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Continue to discuss there. Also, it's Tier Tuesday on Jones and Keith. No, we're not tearing off Fitz. No.
Think we could.
No, we can make a last-minute pivot, but we're not going to. Let's tear off drafts.
Oh, I like this.
NBA draft is tomorrow. Yep. How many drafts can we think of, and how would we tier them? Let's get to that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.